Are they cheating?
Chances are, yep, they're cheating.
But just to make sure, it's the Dave Ryan Show's War of the Roses on 101.3 KDWB.
It is Thursday. It is time for War of the Roses on KDWB. If you've never heard War of the Roses before, let me tell you, you're in for a treat.
No kidding.
sometimes it gets a little bit dramatic. Sometimes it gets a little bit funny. Sometimes it gets a little bit sad.
Yeah.
We're talking to Stacey, and Stacey's like young. You're like not even 20. How old are you, Stacey? You're like 23, 22? How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 23.
Okay. So you're not dumb. So when something happens,
no.
No, you're not dumb. You might be a little bit naive because, you know, like people like me and Fallon, we've been around the block.
We're cynical.
Yeah. You still have that. You have that.
I was going to say, what made you think I was dumb?
No, nothing. You have the spark and you have the joy left in you, and we're jealous of it.
Right.
Ours has been drained from our body. It's gone.
But now, at the same time, you want to do War of the Roses because you are not stupid. You think something's going on with your boyfriend, Todd. What?
Yeah.
Give us the evidence here before we make the phone call to Todd. We're going to see who Todd sends roses to in a second. But what do you see going on, Stacey?
Yeah, so my friend, which is kind of confusing and funny, her name's Stacey too. She saw Todd, like she was swiping through Tinder and saw his profile pop up, like his pictures. And she texts me and she's like, girl, did you know that Todd's still on Tinder? And I was like, no way, you know, prove it. And so she did. She took screenshots and sent them to me. And sure enough, it was Todd. And so I was like, all right. So I decided to confront him with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, what are you doing on Tinder? And he was like, I'm not on Tinder. Like, someone else must be using my pictures. Like, I don't have a profile on there. I've never done Tinder, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, the first thing that strikes me there, okay, I'm going to press pause for a second. Is he hot enough that somebody else would use his pictures? Is that
good
even
question.
A thing?
Someone's done that with Jake before.
Because Jake's a good-looking guy.
He is good-looking. That's my husband. And he, they have, like, his picture up before because someone sent it to me. And I was like, really, Jake? And they didn't even, like, it was, yeah.
Now, here's my experience on Tinder. The one time I was on there, Susan was out of town, so it's okay.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I put pictures of me up on Tinder, and nobody swiped right. So I took a picture of a rhesus monkey.
Yeah.
And I put that up, and I got more swipes.
Did it work out then?
It turned out okay. They were disappointed when I showed up.
Well, what was the picture of again?
A rhesus monkey.
What is that?
I don't know, but it just popped to mind.
I was like, is that like Reese's cup?
No,
like,
it's a rhesus monkey. Anyway,
okay.
So do you believe him when he says, that's somebody else using my profile picture?
I mean, he is super cute. So, like, there's definitely that possibility. And I have heard of it before, so it's not like completely out of the realm, you know, of
but the lot more the more logical explanation is that it's Todd on Tinder.
Creeping.
That's the more logical explanation. All right, what else do you have against this Todd's whole situation?
Well, so, you know, I've been thinking about it. Like, we've been dating a couple of months, and, you know, granted, it's kind of a crazy time, but, like, we're usually just hanging out at one of our places. I've, like, never met any of his friends. When we do go grab something to eat, it's, like, only at quick places, like, you know, Five Guys or Chipotle or something. And so I'm just kind of like, you know, not that I really necessarily think we're super serious, but I'm starting to wonder, like, well, since we never really do anything and I haven't met anyone, you know, of his friends or anything, like, maybe I am just kind of this chick he hangs out with. You know, like, I don't know. It's making me start to wonder something's up. I would like us to become more serious, but I don't know. I'm having second guesses.
I don't blame you.
Yeah,
seriously, you don't want to be that girl that's the side piece or, you know, whatever.
Or one of 10. That's
no.
a lot, but, you know.
So when you go out, he won't even take it like the Chili's or the Olive Garden, because there's like that's an hour and 10-minute experience. Whereas Five Guys is probably a 15 or 20 minute experience.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you're guessing that it's because he doesn't want his other girlfriend to walk in and see you.
I don't know. Or like one of his friends or his mom. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I have no idea what it is, but it just makes me feel like, oh, maybe this isn't.
Maybe he's just clueless.
To be or become.
Maybe he's just clueless and cheap. like doesn't realize he needs to take you somewhere nice, and he's just like, this is way cheaper. I don't know.
Your friends always know best. What does your friend Stacy, you're Stacy, she's Stacy, what does your friend Stacy say about this guy Todd?
Well, I mean, she met him just once, and she liked him and said he was cool. That's how she like knew when she saw the picture.
Oh,
like,
sure,
that
yeah.
was him. And so like she liked him well enough, but then of course this is, you know, definitely turned her against because now she's in my. In my head, like, girl, something's up. Like, I think you need to dig deeper. Like, sure, yeah. you have that excuse, yeah. and maybe, but I don't know. You know, so that's what kind of, like, she's my other half making me question things.
I'm with Stacy on this one. I agree.
Why?
Because, it like, the... I could get past the, like, hanging out. Well, no, I look into everything. I wouldn't get past him not taking me to meet his friends. I think that's a little strange.
Does he buy when you go to Five Guys?
So, I mean, there's that.
Yeah, that is nice.
You can get a free burger out of
the thing. Oh, their food is so good. We have one across the street. Like,
do you think if we plug Five Guys enough, they might come over one morning?
No.
Never mind. Okay. Okay, so...
Invite me. I want the fries.
I don't blame you. Now, here's the good news, Stacy, is that you're not invested deeply into this guy. You're early... If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You're cutting your losses. It's not like there's any broken engagement or anything like that. So
no.
I think you're doing the right thing. I don't think that you can lose either way. If you turn out that he's like not cheating, that he's just kind of clueless, and like a lot of guys that age, we're kind of clueless at that age. And if he is cheating, it's like goodbye. No big loss, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be sad because I am kind of hoping that he sees me differently than that, and this might go differently. You know, I want to be with him, but like if it goes that way, yeah, it's not like we're engaged, it's not like we're living together. You know, thankfully we haven't gone those next steps. That would be really devastating.
Yeah.
All right, well, cool. Well, hold on 1 second. We'll come back and we'll find out whether Todd is going to send the roses to you, Stacy, or to somebody else, and maybe that'll help us figure out whether he has, you know, got a whole bunch of girls that he's seen. What do you think? I mean, do you think that he's just clueless because he takes her to Five Guys? Is that what 22-year-old, 23-year-old guys do, is just go to Five Guys,
maybe.
Chipotle and Arby's and, you know, whatever? Or is there something else? I think the biggest thing is that's not me on Tinder. That's somebody using my picture.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. What do you think? Does that happen? Have you ever met a guy whose profile was still up on Tinder and he claimed it wasn't his?
Mm.
Have you ever met a guy who won't take you out in public because he's probably worried about running into his girlfriend or his wife? And do you have a guy in your life ever who would only go to your house or to his house? And that was the date. That's not much of a date. All right. What do you think? Send me a text at KDWB1 or you can call us at 651-989-KDWB. Either way, whatever you do, hang out for part two coming up next on KDWB. Let's talk about War of the Roses, and let's talk about what you would think if your partner showed up on a dating profile on Tinder and they said, well, yeah, somebody must have stole it. Now, this actually happened with you and your husband, Jake, because somebody stole it. Isn't that true? Somebody stole it, right?
Well, not stole it. They just took his photos. And I'm like...
But they got his photos probably from his Tinder profile.
I don't know if it's from his Tinder, because that was deactivated.
By the way, if you want to use my face for your Tinder profile, you're more than welcome to, but it's probably not a great idea.
I'm sure it's an upgrade for some people.
Yeah, maybe so. Also, is it a red flag when he only takes you out to the same little quick in, quick out kind of restaurant? Let's check the phones here before we make the phone call. Make the phone call in a couple of seconds on KDWB. Let me go to Stacy in beautiful Princeton, Minnesota. I was up in your neck of the woods last week dropping off something from my wife's store at some house out in the middle of god-awful nowhere. Hi, Stacy. How are you? Stacy!
Hey?
Is that you?
I'm Josh.
You're Josh. You're not Stacy at all.
You sound different, Stacy.
Let me talk to you, Josh. What do you make of War of the Roses anyway?
I think he's clueless, you know. I'm rooting for him. But I think...
You're rooting for him?
I think that Stacy's friend, Stacy, put all of his information on Tinder and took screenshots of it and sent it to her friend so that she could get her out of the picture and have Todd all to herself.
All right. You have watched way too many Lifetime movies.
No, that's brilliant. I wonder if anybody's ever done that. They're like way into somebody's partner, so they say, oh, he's terrible. You should dump him so they can move in, get their claws in.
I will say you are not, I don't think you're crazy because other people have texted in and had the same theory as you. So I guess you're not completely out there because someone else said her friend Stacy is trying to hook up. Someone else said Stacy should have had had her friend chat with him on Tinder to see if he gives like personal info and catch on, but I guess she didn't do that. Someone else says, my Tinder stayed on there after I deleted the app. You have to delete the account, but I'm sure he's cheating, LOL.
Probably so. Josh, thank you for your cynicism, and thanks for calling the show. Have a great day, Josh.
Yeah.
Okay. Kennedy, first of all, I love your name. I love your city from Le Sueur. Let's talk about whether young people can only afford to go to Five Guys, Chipotle, Arby's, and McDonald's. What do you think, Kennedy?
I mean, yeah, I get it. When we're young, it's harder to go out and eat because obviously you want to be on a budget. And, you know, we're trying to get through life and live day by day. But I've been dating my boyfriend since I was 20 and he was 21. And even then, like, he knew to take me to nice places right away.
I mean, once in a while, you know, not everybody can afford it. I mean, my first real nice date was Red Lobster, and I had to hit my dad up for a loan to take my girlfriend Vanessa to Red Lobster.
But that's a nice date.
It was a very nice date, yeah. Usually it was like literally McDonald's or Burger King or whatever, because I didn't have any money.
No, if they put down a bread basket or chips and salsa basket, you're at a nice place, in my opinion.
That's a nice restaurant? Yeah. Okay. Kennedy, do you think that he's going to send the roses to her or to someone else?
I honestly think they're going to someone else.
Okay. We're about to find out. We'll make the phone call in a second. Couple more text messages, then we're 30 seconds away from making the phone call.
Because he is so young, hands down, he's playing the field. Men are still immature at that age and usually aren't ready for commitment. Someone else said, I'm 23 also. It's time to raise your standards, girl. You deserve to be taken on a real date. And someone else said, the Tinder thing is just a dead giveaway. He's definitely lying.
Usually the most logical or the easiest explanation for anything is the real explanation.
Yes.
So if you find the cookie jar empty and your kid said an alien came in and took all the cookies, that's an explanation, but it's probably more likely that your kid crawled up on a chair and got the cookies herself.
This is the final one I'll read before we make the call. Tinder hides profiles after 7 days of inactivity. I don't know if that's true. That's what someone texted in. Okay. So if that's the case, then he definitely, if they've been dating for over a month, he definitely shouldn't still be popping up.
It's bad to eavesdrop. But that's exactly what you're going to do right now as we make the phone call on War of the Roses.
The survey is complete. That is all the time we need other than a couple of last minutes to grab your information so we can send those roses out for you. We can send those out this week, Todd. I just need to know who you'd like to send them to.
Cool. Stacy.
Okay. And you can leave a card on the roses if you'd like.
Oh, excellent. Yep.
Okay, what would you like that to say?
Just say, thanks for being the best, Stacy. Love, Todd.
Perfect. All righty.
The best Stacy or the best, comma, Stacy? So...
Good question.
Is she the best Stacy in your life or is she the best, comma, Stacy? I'm glad you think that's funny. Hey, buddy, it's Dave Ryan over at KDWB, and you've been hoodwinked, basically, on a little feature that we do here on the radio to see who you want to send roses to.
Okay.
So you chose right. You chose Stacy, the best Stacy. Mm-hmm. Did you mean that she is the best, like, of everyone, best, comma, Stacy, or she's the best Stacy that you know?
Well, both, yeah.
Okay,
she's
that makes sense.
She's the best Stacy I know, but she's also, best overall.
Okay. The reason we're doing this is because Stacy is on the phone right now listening. Say good morning, Stacy.
Hi, Todd.
Surprise.
Hey, Stacy.
Hey, sorry, I know this is kind of crazy. I was really concerned after the whole Tinder thing, and so I'm sorry, I just had to know.
Yeah, I don't blame you, it's pretty crazy.
So, tell me what happened, Todd. So, somebody you know stole your picture and uses your face as their profile picture on Tinder.
I have no idea who did it, but yeah, basically, my identity has been stolen, apparently, and it's being used to... I don't know. I didn't think I was that good looking, but yeah, apparently people are using my pictures to try to pick up ladies or something. Yeah, I don't know.
You're super cute.
So is there anything you can do about that? I mean, well, but here's the problem with it, though, Todd, when you think about it. When this guy shows up at the Caribou Coffee for his date, and in walks a guy that looks like me, and they're expecting somebody who looks like you, well, the bet's
off now.
Someone
like that doesn't show up. They never
They don't
meet.
Show up?
No, they
what
never
are they doing
meet.
It for?
They're doing it for all the the same reason people catfish. It's like catfishing is a thing. They get all the like commitment. They get to toy with people. It's a whole thing. So they're not going to show up.
Okay.
I think you can report those profiles, but that's about it.
Okay, so that could be a thing. But then, okay, she also wanted to know, like, you hang out a lot at your place or her place, and you don't really go out a lot. And then when you do go out, you go to, like, quick in, quick out kind of places, like, you know, your Chipotle or your Arby's. And do you have anything to say? Is there, I mean, legitimate reason?
Well, yeah, Stacy knows. Like, neither of us have a lot of money right now, and there's not many places to go out anyways. And, yeah, just, you know, neither of us can really afford, you know, $25 meals to go at Pittsburgh Blue or something like that. So, yeah, we usually just do something quick and hang out at home, you know.
I get that. I understand that.
So could this be a War of the Roses that actually turned out well?
I think so. I'm so happy for you guys. It's so rare on this.
I'm definitely happy. I'm if it's rare, I'll consider myself lucky.
All right. Well,
I'm the lucky one, though.
Oh, there it is.
Oh,
smooth.
My God. Yep. She is the best kind of Stacy that you know. I love the giggles. All right. So thanks, you guys, for being on. We appreciate it. It's War of the Roses on KDWB. We're going to get phone calls here in a couple of seconds. Talk to Jonathan Fogel, my family lawyer.
Someone said, are we sure he didn't mean the other Stacy? Yes, because he said her last name.
Yeah.
So I just want to clear that up. Even though it's the same name, first name, we got the right last name that I bleeped out.
Ellie's on the phone. Ellie, what do you know? You know something about this story. How do you fit? What do you want to add to War of the Roses, Ellie?
Okay. Oh, my God. As soon as I heard her mention the name Todd, I knew exactly who she was talking about.
Ooh.
Because this guy has been hooking up with my roommate for, like, the last 6 months or something.
Shut up. The same Todd? You don't know it's the same. How do you know it's the same Todd?
It has to be. I came home the other night. They were half naked on our couch. So I had to go spend the rest of the night in my room because I will just leave it at that. But it's the same guy.
There aren't that many young Todds, I don't think.
Well, it's not even it's a matter of a young Todd, but the voice. So you recognized everything. Did you recognize his voice?
Yes, because I have to listen to him through my bedroom all the time.
Oh, no.
And I know it's him because he always takes her to Five Guys. Like, that is his signature spot. He takes
such
her
a weird
all the time.
Five Guys is
spot.
Pretty good, though. I mean, it's pretty good, but you would think that maybe you'd mix it up a little bit, maybe go to, I don't know, Chipotle.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Anything else, Ellie?
No, but
does your roommate, okay,
it.
Does your roommate then know that he's hooking up with other girls?
I don't know. I mean, I think us girls these days assume guys are always hooking up with somebody else. So you can.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Playboy's going to play. I hate myself for saying that.
Hey, Ellie, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
So far, he was in the clear. He was innocent, even though he appeared guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something to remember on War of the Roses. Just because he guesses right and sends the roses to the woman who's calling in doesn't obviously apparently clear his name. It just means he guessed the right name.
That's true.
And if he's heard of War of the Roses before, and he's like, all right, who's going to be calling in? It's most likely to be her. Oh, wait, are you kidding? There's another. Hold on. Jenny says Marissa wants to talk about Todd. I'm going to guess it must be his mom. It's probably his mom.
Obviously.
Defending Todd, saying what a great guy Todd is. Hi, Marissa.
Hi there. Yes, I totally dated Todd very recently. In fact, we dated for about a month, but I ended things a couple weeks ago pretty much because I could tell he wasn't a good guy. He was on his phone a lot when we were together, and when we'd hang out, he would never invite me over to his place. Mm-hmm. So I always had to invite him over to mine.
Okay,
so kind of the same. So you recognize everything from the voice to the way he does things.
Yep.
Yes. And
let me ask you, did you ever meet his friends? Because that was one of the things she complained about.
No.
Okay. The other thing, did you guys go regularly to Five Guys?
Yes, always went to Five Guys, always.
Like that was his jam, that was his place.
Yep.
Okay, this is the same guy.
I wonder if they give him a discount there. Do they have a card system? Like, does he get little stampers?
I'm getting nothing out of this War of the Roses except a guy cheated a lot, and I want a Five Guys.
Oh, that's what I want. Sounds so good.
So you heard this War of the Roses, and you're like, that's the same guy. Even though he lucked out and picked the right girl to send the roses to, he's probably not as much of a saint as he seemed to be.
That is my thoughts exactly. I do not think that Todd is a good gentleman by any means.
Well, obviously, you said you broke up with him 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Which means you definitely overlapped with both, like, the main girl that called in and the other girl that called in.
Yeah, it's a big fat no in my book. I am not about Todd.
Somebody else says via text, by the way, thanks for calling, Marissa. I appreciate that. Somebody else says on texting at KDWB1, I can confirm that this Todd is cheating.
How? How many people are there?
They didn't give any details, but maybe it could be Ellie's roommate. Because remember, Ellie said, oh my God, my roommate is hooking up with this guy, Todd, the exact guy.
Yeah.
I recognize the voice because she hears it coming through the walls.
That's my nightmare. That's the nightmare.
I got to talk to a lawyer about this one.
Oh, God.
Good morning, counselor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
You know what? We were thrown for a bit of a loop this morning on War of the Roses, as you were as well, I'm sure. Jonathan's probably like...
Typical Thursday.
Exactly.
I was going to say, I know a lot of guys named Todd. Seems like a similar scenario.
But in your experience, what is the most cheating name of a guy? In other words, is it Todd? Is it Mark? Is it Keith? Who is it? I'm just kidding. Unless you have an answer.
Wayne tends to be a bad one.
Wayne?
No, I don't know. I was gonna say Dave, but I didn't want to.
You know what? I can take it. It's fine. So, counselor, what do you make of War of the Roses? Because we started going down the road of they were fine. Then all of a sudden, poof, Ellie and Marissa call in.
Yeah, I have to say I was so moved by Todd's gesture of saying how sweet she was or how lucky he was. And, you know, it made me think about true love, right? It's possible. I like to believe, you know, I've been a divorce lawyer for 26 years, but I still think true love is out there. I represented somebody, I'll give you an example, represented somebody a long time ago. They were married 20 years, got divorced, right? It was fairly amicable. They had no kids. He calls me a couple years later. He's getting divorced again. Turns out he and that same woman had gotten remarried because they wanted to try again. So they were getting divorced again. So I helped him get divorced the second time. About 3 years later, he calls me again. They had gone down to Vegas and gotten remarried and were trying again, but now getting divorced. Now,
I got divorced
the third time, but I haven't heard from him in 10 years. So I'm hoping that maybe they got remarried and are living happily ever after.
Oh, my God. I doubt it. Okay. Can I ask you? Maybe you can't reveal this, counselor. We're talking to Jonathan Fogel of FogelFamilyLaw.com. If you want to get a divorce, and we're not encouraging that. We're just saying it's a fact of life, just like a broken collarbone is a fact of life. Nobody wants one, but sometimes it happens.
Right.
So Jonathan Fogel is a family lawyer. He can help you out, FogelFamilyLaw.com. Can I ask you, and maybe you can't say, what was their cause? What was their, like, why did they keep, was it cheating? Was it money? Was it gambling? What was it?
You know, I think it was just that they living together for them wasn't very good. You know, they'd been married for the first time a long time. But then, you know, there was really no one impetus of someone cheated or there was gambling or whatever. I think it was just they liked the idea of getting married, but they didn't necessarily like the idea of being married.
Okay. All right. That kind of makes sense. I've never heard a couple marrying each other. I've heard of a couple, Julie, Chase's son's mom, and her dad got divorced and remarried and then divorced again.
Oh, okay.
But to do it three times, that is kind of crazy. Yeah. Give me some advice. You were talking about, Jonathan, about things to do immediately following your divorce.
Yeah. I think the first thing you want to do is change your will. You want to make sure that your ex is not still named as the executor of your estate, right?
Totally.
The second thing you want to do is change your beneficiaries on your life insurance or retirement accounts. There's a lot of stories out there of people that have gotten divorced but have forgotten to change their beneficiaries, and certainly the intent would be to go to somebody else rather than your ex.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The third thing is plan one thing to look forward to. Put something on your calendar, whether it's a trip, whether it's a night out with friends, but something to kind of uplift your spirits.
That totally makes sense. Yeah. I'm a big believer in having something to look forward to. So if you're going through something painful like a divorce, plan a little trip down to Chicago for the weekend or something.
Yep. Exactly. I think all that stuff emotionally can help a lot. And then the fourth thing is very simple. I say change your hairstyle.
Come again? Cut what?
Yeah. I think it's a simple but powerful gesture to show yourself and others that things are different. Right? It's a kind of way to trick yourself into realizing, okay, that part of my life is over. I'm moving on.
Dave doesn't have a lot of options for change of hairstyle. Do you think when he gets divorced, he should do like nipple rings instead? Because that like shows people it'll pop through his shirt a little bit.
Wait,
well, it's a change. People know you've changed then. They're like, ooh.
I would go with face tattoo.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? You had me, then you lost me.
Okay.
This is why you go to Jonathan, because Jonathan gets these little nuances of a divorce and a new life, like changing your hairstyle. Most divorce attorneys probably wouldn't think of that one. Get a hold of Jonathan. Get your free consultation, Zoom, phone, or in person, and find out everything you need to know if you're going through something that you weren't expecting, but now here it is. FogelFamilyLaw.com, F-O-G-E-L, FogelFamilyLaw.com. Jonathan, thanks so much for the advice, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great week.
You too.
Some really quick text. Matthew McConaughey's parents divorced and remarried three times, in case you're wondering.
Three times, wow.
He said the best Stacy. Her friend Stacy probably hooked up with him, and that was her way of telling her friend. Someone else said, sounds like just a young, dumb dude, multiple chicks during a pandemic, hashtag get tested. And then someone else said, all those girls need to get together at one house and invite him there.
Can you imagine he walks in and there's Stacy?
Yeah.
And Marissa and Ellie and a roommate and who else? I wonder if anybody's ever done that. If anybody's ever said, you know what, you're sleeping with him, I'm sleeping with him. Let's both call him together at the same
time.
We've
had a War of the Roses like that.
I know we have. Oh, I hope we get another one sometime soon.
Yeah.
That's War of the Roses.